Gabul fitted the spear through the iron ring and heaved. As the stone lifted, he slid it to one side. Flogger stood in the doorway of the chamber, still wary of a trap. The Sea Rat King pointed to the black hole in the centre of the floor.
"There nurtures me, almighty. More booty than you could wink an eye at. Come and get your off, Greypatch. Or are you afeard?"
Flogger remained in the doorway.
"I don't know."
Gabul strode over and grasped his paw tightly.
"Then we'll go down here together, eh? Tell you what, matey, we'll take a run and jump in at the same time. Both of us. Ah, just think. Gabul and Greypatch, down there, midst all that booty."
Flogger gnawed at his lip.
"Together, at the same time. Both of us."
"Aye, matey. That's the way. Come on. One to be ready, two to be steady, three to be off."
Clutching Flogger's claw, Gabul rushed him at the hole. Flogger, finding Gabul running eagerly alongside him, felt confident. They leaped together, Flogger down into the hole, Gabul right across it onto the other side, where he landed chuckling.
"Scrap leg! I told you I'd bring Greypatch here for a visit!"
Flogger screamed with horror. Something was rustling and clicking in the darkness as Gabul held a flaring wall torch over the pit. Flogger moaned in despair. A fully grown black scorpion was stalking him in the close confines of the pit, claws clicking, armoured hide rustling against the floor. It advanced upon him, the venomous needle-pointed sting in its tail held high, ready to strike. Gabul laughed insanely.
"You remember Scrableg, don't you, matey?"
Thick fog had dropped upon the sea, and the waters ran smooth, almost waveless. From her point at the tiller, Marielle could not make out the other end of the ship. One thing became apparent. They were becalmed, lying on the unrippled waters in the midst of the heavy, dripping mist. Tarquin brought food to her side.
"Absolutely dreadful, this belly fog, what? Shouldn't bother us, though, old gal. As soon as we move again, at least it'll be in the right direction. The jolly little swallow feller'll see to that."
"Right, Tarquin. Where's Dandin and Durry? I haven't seen them for a while."
"Ford, I think that's the right nautical jargon. They found some line and fancy their paws as fisher beasts."
Marielle leaned on the tiller, gnawing at a cold oat cake, as she stared about her into the blank whiteness.
"Funny, isn't it? The fog seems to be 10 times thicker at sea than on land. If you stare into it long enough, you begin to see all sorts of odd shapes looming up on you."
Quite eerie. I never liked it when I was at Salamandestron, you know. Beastly stuff. It's like being surrounded by steam from a kettle, except that it's all chilly and clammy.
Psst! Tarquin, did you hear something?"
"No, unless it's those other two up at the front of the boat. Beg pardon, I mean the forward end."
"Yeah, look out!"
Crash! The burned-out hull quivered as the high prow of the Sea Rat galley Sea Talon rammed her amidships, heeling her high out of the water. The burnt timbers shattered under the impact as the hulk overturned and smashed completely in 2 pieces. Marielle grabbed the metal swallow before being hurled off into the fog. She hit the waters with a dull splash. All around she could hear shouting and confusion.
"Captain Cat-Eyes, we've struck a vessel!"
"Then bolder, you bilge swillings! See if there's any pickings to be had! Whereaway is she now?"
"We've rammed her in the fog, Captain. She's broke in two. Can't hear a thing in this cursed fog."
"Is Sea Talon damaged, Fishtail?"
"No, no, Captain, we're all right. The other one broke right easy, though. Must have been some sort of wreck, eh?"
"Aye, it'll be sunk by now."
"Captain Catsize, there's 2 beasts in the sea."
"Well, hook 'em out. Don't stand there dreaming."
"Oh, look, it's a mouse and edge pig."
"Haul them aboard, pump the water out of them and bring them to my cabin."
Marielle trod water, holding the swallow between her teeth, the gullwhacker about her neck weighing heavily in the sea. Cries from the Sea Rat ship died away into the fog. And now she was alone on the deep, shrouded by the all-enveloping mists, and without her companions. Suddenly, Something grabbed her foot paws and pulled her under. Kicking madly, she wriggled and fought underwater. The mouse maid lashed out, connecting hard with something. Whatever it was had let go of her. Marielle fought her way to the surface and emerged next to Tarquin, who was spitting water and gurgling.
Oh, I must have gone right to the bottom then. I say, was that your paws I grabbed hold of?